Many organizations are planning to roll out Windows 7 to enhance ease of use, performance, and security. Migrating to a new operating system, though, can be a daunting experience full of unknown and potential obstacles, but it doesn't really have to be. I'm James Hilliard, your host for today's special Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, where we are talking with Melissa Kaleskas. Melissa is a professional services manager in the lifecycle practice for the PC Connection family of companies, here to tell us today about some of the strategies and approaches that can ensure a relatively painless migration to Windows 7. And Melissa, appreciate you joining me today.
Hi, James. Thanks so much.
So summer 2010, we're almost a full year into Windows 7 being available for folks out there. There was lots of hype. Adoption seems to have followed correctly. I mean, it kind of lived up to the hype. A lot of people have been making the move. I want to hear from you. I know you get a lot of opportunity to talk to companies. What have they been saying was really their motivating business need that has led them to make the jump up to Windows 7?
Well, I think you're going to hear from a lot of customers, a lot of different stories, but I think the one that's resonating the most out there right now is really that demand for going to that next true business class OS release. It's been about 8 years sort of since the last time I think that the customers have had that real confidence and you know, desire to move forward as quickly as they are. And because of that length of time, I think there's been some hold off with some of the desktop refreshes, some of that life cycle, you know, three-year management that customers are pretty used to. So with that kind of came a little bit of a vulnerability about, well, what is out there? What am I missing? What else is coming up? And, you know, with Windows 7, there's so many wonderful benefits and enhancements that is really exciting our customers. So I think from their aspect, they're now saying, I'm ready to go and make that next jump and go to this new platform.
Well, that's why we set up today's conversation to really look at some of the strategies and approaches that people can implement and that the whole family of companies over at PC Connection can help people through that process. So let's get to a point where, all right, we've got someone, they're ready to go. What are one or two of the first steps that they need to be thinking about, planning for when it comes to taking on such a big deal like an OS migration?
Absolutely. I would say the first step should definitely be the conversation about having an assessment done. This is going to not only get a better understanding of the current environment, how it is today, how, you know, what are some of the nuances that are occurring in that environment as it stands in its current state, but also really what's the readiness aspect for it to move to a new OS, where obviously there will be system requirements and things of that nature, and it actually gives them a very detailed, good look into what's happening out there, what's ready to move to the next step up to the new OS, and perhaps what's not going to work, so that when it gets into the planning phase, you know already kind of where you are and where you need to go.
Quick timeline, and I'm sure this changes for different organizations, but in a typical assessment, is this going to be a week-long process, month-long? What's general for most companies?
It can absolutely be customized to a certain customer's specific needs, but in a general sense, we usually run an assessment for 30 days because that really gives us a good snapshot of sort of the trending of what's going on, not only in the environment, but how it's being utilized. What are some of the peaks? What are some of the lows? What are some of the user experiences that are happening? And it gives us a really good snapshot of a 30 days of a full working environment. We can tailor, you know, accordingly based on customer needs, whether it needs to be shorter or longer. But usually that's what we recommend is 30 days.
So after the assessment's complete, then we get a report and it kind of tells us where we're at. I'm assuming that's not just hand it over here, go do some reading and good luck. That's where your team is still going to work with them. What type of information are most people going to get out of that assessment phase to really start moving the project along?
Oh, absolutely. We stay very much in interacting with our customers throughout the entire process, from just the initial conversations of, you know, what is this OS? What are some of the differences? What are some of the benefits that are being, you know, stated out there through the assessment? After the assessment and the findings, we really, you know, we take a very detailed look at all of the data that's collected, and there's a lot to go through. So, I mean, everything from system speeds, feeds, hardware, compatibility requirements, what's on there from a software application, what's being utilized, what applications are on systems that aren't being utilized, so that we can take a very good look at the entire overall environment, sit down with our customers, go through that data, and really show them, here's where things are. And maybe from a licensing perspective, where you're thinking that you need, you know, X, Y, and Z licenses because that's what you've always had, and then the reality may be, well, maybe it's not being utilized, or maybe there's a better way to do things, and we can really help with some efficiencies on that perspective too. So not only just from the hardware, yes, it's compatible, or no, it's not, but all the way also through the applications and the software that's being used out there in their environment so that they know how to move forward the correct way for their needs.
When moving forward, does that turn into, at that point, a pretty manual type process? Has that been automated over the years? So this type, because again, a lot of people probably haven't gone through a major operating system refresh, as you point out, a good 8 years. It was a big time manual process back then. Still the case? Has it become very automated these days?
It's very automated. Not only from, you know, if there's a virtual environment that's already occurring, the ease of that and being able to image on the fly and things of that nature, but also just with, you know, the actual application and the OS and everything these days being made to be, you know, very quickly automated, set up, sent out to the, you know, to the end user. The days of the sneaker net, you know, can really kind of subside now, and it's so much easier to get there than it used to be.
All right, so we've gone through the assessment. We get this information. Companies continue to work with PC Connection and their account managers and the whole team there to really kind of look at what do we want to tackle first. What's kind of the next stage after the assessment? What can people expect then?
Basically, at that point, once we've determined that we all understand the data and everybody's in agreement of what it's sort of providing to us, then it's really time to just sort of sit down and figure out and map out what are the specific goals to our customers at the end of the day. What is it that they want to get out of this migration? What are the benefits? What are the enhancements? And what is the day-to-day, you know, use that they're looking for? And once we have those goals established, what we'll do is we'll break that down into a very structured design plan of which version of the OS that we want to be going to. We work with our licensing specialists. We make sure that all of that is intact, as well as, you know, the design of how we're going to physically migrate, if there's system upgrades that need to happen, things that need to be removed on site, you know, installations, things of that nature, all the way through getting it up and running so that at the end of the day, the end user's experience is they can come in and have that ready to go, and all of their necessary information is ready at their fingertips.
Well, you're bringing up the end user there. Obviously, this is an IT project, but it's one of those IT projects that really depends on end user education, buy-in to really get them up to speed. Again, not only is it a big change for IT, this is a big change for how the end users are going to work. How important is that to get them on board, trained, and make sure that they kind of have complete buy-in to this big shift that's going to happen?
It's critical. I mean, I can't stress this enough because, again, as you mentioned, it's an IT project, but at the end of the day, this is a project that has such a day-to-day impact on the end user experience that the best thing that you can do, and as we go through any of these assessments as well as during the design portion, is educate the end users. Let them know that it's coming up. Give them an understanding of what this is going to look like, how it's going to change, what the feel is going to be. Let them see it. Let them experiment in it. Be ready to take that on from that first day when they walk into their system and everything looks different, knowing where to go and how to get the information. Usually that's one of the biggest issues I think that the end user would experience at the end of the day is they get their new system, they go into it, and they can't find what they're used to being able to just click without thinking about it. This will help them through that process, and again, it will help with that transition to become very smooth, very easy, and very streamlined.
Melissa Koleska is joining us for this Meet the Expert podcast on Connection Point. So, Melissa, we'll take from your brain the top two tips that people can go through during this type of project, OS migration, that if they do those two things, no guarantee that everything's going to run smoothly, but they're going to be having a real good foundation. They're going to be off to a really good start, and it should be one of those projects they can look back to and say, hey, big time success, not scared to do that again in 3 years, 4 years when the operating system changes again.
So I would say, first of all, the first tip I would say is be ready for it. And again, kind of going back to that assessment portion, that planning is going to be so critical to the success and the outcome of the goal state of the customer. And without that, you don't want to fly by the seat of your pants when you're doing something as major as this. You want to make sure it's planned and dealt with accordingly. That being said, the other tip I would say is make sure you have partnered with somebody who understands what they're doing and can walk you through that process. Have it be a collaborative effort, so it's not just, well, here's the best way to do it, and this is what we want you to do, but also, what is the experience that you, Mr. Customer, are looking to get out of this so that we can make sure that it tailors to your needs and that at the end of the day, you're extremely happy with that end result and not frustrated by it.
We're going to give some information in just a moment on how folks can contact the PC Connection family of companies and get more information. Let's, Melissa, give them a couple of questions that they can walk away with that they should be asking of their account managers in terms of what type of services they should be interested in and that they'd want to kind of mix in to this OS migration project. Maybe, again, it has to do with PC refresh. Maybe they're moving to some type of virtualization project. What are some things they should be asking about to make sure they get the whole full service menu?
First, bring up the conversation that they're looking to do this. Ask the account manager, what kind of services do you have available to me? I'm looking for that assessment. I'm looking for those implementation skills. What is the background that your organization has with those types of situations, as well as what is your Microsoft strategy? What is your understanding and your partnership of that? It's very important that you have somebody that is very well knowledge, has a lot of knowledge and very well trained in the Microsoft arena. Also, from a licensing perspective, do I need to know as a customer to migrate and to upgrade to this? Because at the end of the day, licensing is going to play such a big part. You want to make sure you have experts who totally understand all of the different programs out there and are available to help you and mark out the right path for you to take. And, the PC Connection families, we have all of those services at our fingertips, ready to go. So definitely just bring up the conversation with your account manager. They know where the resources are. They're going to bring those into the conversation, and we're going to help you through it from there.
All right, Melissa, well, it is. It's a big move for a lot of organizations. It's one of those that it's more a question of when they're going to do it, not if, because so many people are making this jump after the 8 years from XP. So appreciate the conversation. Lots of good insights. We'll give some follow-up information in a moment. But Melissa, thanks for being on board today.
Thank you so much, James.
And of course, for all our listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you are thinking about switching to Windows 7 or leveraging virtual desktop infrastructure and want to benefit from the expertise of the PC Connection family of companies, you can contact your account manager. We also invite you to go online, govconnection.com. The phone number, 800-800-0019. I'm James Hillier. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.